Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back, WGN listeners. This is your host, Michael Heidemann. I'm in for Dave Plyer tonight. The amazing lullaby sounds you were just listening to was from the Chicago group Edwin with their song Uncontrollable Pride. You can find them on Instagram, on SoundCloud. They just put out a new album with the producer who did a lot of the... He's one of the most well-known producers. I'm blanking on the name of the artist he worked with, but I think it was Broken Bells or something like that. And just go and check them out. They're an amazing group. If you have any music you want to send me, you can send it to me on Facebook at Michael Heidemann, or you can search me on WGN at Michael Heidemann. But back to the action. We have Domati Pongo sitting here with me. Domati, thanks for staying a few extra minutes.
No problem. No, thank you for covering my meter.
We didn't talk
about that off air, but you've just committed, so yeah.
it's so darn expensive to live here in the city, and just, oh man, I'm sorry, that parking stinks. Carl Amari was saying that his meter only went to 230, otherwise he would have stayed. So,
That's his excuse. That's it, Carl. Okay, that's what you're going with. All right.
We're talking music. Be sure to join the conversation at 312-981-7200. Well, you can text us at that same line, 312-981-7200. And I'm kind of very excited right now. We're talking open mics, and I have some of the best comedians in Chicago who I'm sure have had their foot in an open mic or two. We have Tyler Fowler, Paige Blair, and Vic Pandya. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, so we do have to feed the meter? That's
Paige is like, back to that my car getting towed thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh on there. Did you guys park in the lower level, or did you park on the street?
Street.
Okay. That's probably smart.
Oh, so I thought you were like, okay, well, your car's for sure gone. Well, so,
say goodbye to it.
Yeah.
We're excited to have you guys. So how's your night going? How's your week been? We're talking open mics. Have you guys gone to any open mics, played any shows over the past week that have been particularly good?
Where do we begin?
Oh, we had a show last night at the Laugh Factory called Drink Date Laugh. It was pretty fun. Paul Farvar's on that. He produced.
Oh, yeah. Paul Farvar, great WGN regular and co-host of Two Guys, One Album here on WGN. Mm-hmm. Okay, how was that?
Yeah, it was at the Laugh Factory last night. It was a good show. It's audience participation, so it's always hit or miss if people are willing to tell their secrets or not. And last night, people were very loose with their show.
We're breaking down. So this is improv? Is it an improv show, or how does it work?
It's stand-up and then audience engagement, and then at the end they play a game, like a contestant game.
Give us a scenario. Like, what's something you guys have done? Like, what is the...
Okay, so...
We can say on the radio.
Yeah, I was just going to say... Well, it's in public. I don't know if it's getting that.
If you look at the Instagram page, there's some interesting question responses.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they'll do, like, video dating. Like, they'll do a 30-second pitch about why somebody should date them. An audience member will do that.
Oh, wow.
On stage.
Wow.
They really sell themselves.
What's your Instagram?
is
that what happens?
More or less.
Pumping in the laugh track. Good.
Yeah. All right, right on. That's a really popular show here in Chicago, too.
Yeah.
How about you, Tyler?
I've had the weirdest night of, like, really shows that I'm feeling. It's one of these days as a comedian where you feel way too good about yourself. And I'm like, I need to be taken down a peg. I need to go to an open mic and be told I'm terrible. Vic and I did, so we started our night at a woman's 50th birthday party. Her husband hired us to come do comedy for her birthday, which, like, happens from time to time. We've been doing a lot of this recently. But this guy is so last minute. He hit us up the day before, and then it's like, oh, I also haven't picked a restaurant yet where we're having the party. So then he just calls us today and is like, oh, yeah, we're having it at this restaurant, just come like do stand up at the table while we're having dinner.
Yeah.
What?
So we are going in just like, this is going to be the worst. Like, it was one of those things as a comedian where you're like, I'm not going to say no. Like, it's a gig. Like, for sure, I'll do it.
Absolutely.
And we're just assuming it's going to be terrible, but it ended up being kind of great.
Really, like, considering like how, because the restaurant too, like, we're worried about like do we bother? We're bothering other people. Like
the staff.
Like, the staff. He's like, yeah, I told the staff. We get there. We're like, hey, so we're the comedians. Like, what? Like, no idea.
The manager looked like, she's like, they did not teach us this. This is not something we prepared for. Comedians just show up at your restaurant and start, you know. We're like that guy who goes around and does balloon animals. We were like that. But like, for comedy, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's your birthday, little girl, you know.
Like, and we're like sitting at the bar and people are trying to figure out like who we are. Yeah. We're like talking about jokes and like what to do. And these guys are like, are you like, like raiding the restaurant or like magicians, because we look like,
thought we were, because we're both wearing suits, they thought we were doing like undercover boss or something. Yeah. You know.
wait so what is the difference between like restaurant kitchen table funny and stand-up comedy?
So we
funny?
Still did stand-up, because we originally, when he said restaurant, we just assumed it'd be like a private
room or something,
right? Which would have been fine, then it's like just a normal show. Mm-hmm. But this is like, we're in the middle of a restaurant
and you're doing your bit,
and you're doing bits, but
it's also much more like conversational, so we kind of had to be like, we're having dinner with them, because also these people, you can't treat it like a stand-up show where like you have to be quiet because they're having dinner with their friends. So we'd be telling a joke and then they would just like start a conversation with us. Like, Vic's like, so I live in Chicago, like a setup to a joke, and they're like, oh, where do you live?
Yeah.
But it ended up being tons of fun. Like, it's all about, like, they were nice people and they were there to have a good time. So they ended up being, like, a great audience and, like, better than some audiences. So for, like, you know, it proved that you can do comedy literally anywhere.
Literally,
you
know? Anywhere. And also, like I was going to say, Tyler was saying, we're going to do the show.
Oh, for
regardless.
Sure.
Because at the bringing it full circle, it's better than an open mic, which is our philosophy for taking gigs. It's like, hey, man, that was still better than an open mic.
Yeah. Right.
That's still time. And it was great.
And it ended up being really good. Yeah.
But it was very weird. I mean, the whole time up to it, we're like, this could be terrible. We're just prepping ourselves mentally. Yeah. And I was like opening, and I was just like, hey guys, we're not going to take too much of your time. We've got a gig at the Cheesecake Factory next door.
Can I have a bite of that bread?
Yeah, we're doing the route. You know, they have bottomless fries, steak fries over at Red Robin. We got to get over there, you know.
So we rolled with it.
Yeah.
We rolled with it.
It was fun.
That kind of ties us back to what we were speaking about a little bit before, about doing open mics and just going to your audience and building that community. Doma T, you said you did a lot of pop-up shops. Would you ever do one at somebody's table for dinner?
Oh, man. I absolutely would. But it's weird because you get more nervous looking at a group of five than you do at a group of 500.
You think so?
Yeah. For me. Yeah? I get more. I just hosted
just an event. Just because it's more intimate?
Something more. Well, their faces. They give you these blank stares.
Yeah.
That's just different. When it's a group of 500, I don't know why. I don't know if you just don't notice everyone individually. Mm-hmm. But it's different. So what I do to knock the nerves off a little bit, if I have time before a set, I'm not a comedian. I just host and, you know, I rap and other things. And so I do it all, man.
Don't
be like, you tried to downplay that a little bit. You're like, it's no big deal. Here's my SoundCloud.
No, because guys are funny for real. So like, if I say I'm a comedian, guys are going to be like, yeah, that's all you got? No, but I try to shake everyone's hand before the show. So I'm like, well, if they look at me, smile, and like me, maybe they won't look at me stone-faced. Mm-hmm. When I'm up there.
It's a good
move. A lot of pressure on the people in the five people in an audience. Like, if Tyler and I met at an open mic with four other people, and it was like, then all your jokes land on them, or all your reactions, and if one of them's not paying attention, you're like,
it's like painfully obvious.
It's different than bombing in a full room.
But we talk about this too, like, you just need an anchor. You need one good person. If you have one person, especially if you can see them, if one person's into it, one person's laughing, I'm like, dude, I can do a half hour for this one person. Absolutely. Like, totally.
Oh, so we were talking about the open mic that I hosted before this show. And Vic, you know, you were there and you performed and you crushed. And you didn't need my fake laughter, but my jaw hurt so much.
supportive laughter.
I mean, we've run open mics before, and like we still do like a couple here and there, but we were running like a weekly, and it's tough to be excited.
But I also
I was just talking about that. I used to run a weekly. Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, now after some point too, I mean, now we're just to the point where it's like, I mean, you got to know too. It's feedback. The whole point of the mic is to let people know. So it's like, if you hear nothing, it's like,
it's honest feedback.
Yeah, it's honest feedback. Yeah. We're not gonna roast you or anything, but we're just gonna. Well, that's what. Yeah, it depends if it's who it is.
Who well, Michael, now that makes me want to come to your open mic, because I know I'll get your guaranteed pity laugh.
Yeah.
Which you're like, I assume you have a great supportive laugh.
Yes, it's very good.
That's it.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
But it's also because your position, I was going to tell you, your position on where you sit on stage, because he's like right on stage.
Yeah.
So he has to be.
There's nowhere to run.
There's nowhere. You have to be like happy and upbeat. But I'm like, just go on. Like, well, you should start the mic and then just leave. Yeah. That would be great. And then it's just so you can do whatever you want.
That makes you, because with Instagram, like, you think you're supportive. You think you were just behind the stage just looking. Wait till you look at those Instagram videos and you see yourself stale faced while somebody is like doing their best material. Yeah. Oh my God, it's painful.
It's happened before. You know, I want to go. I want to go into what we do to prep to get ourselves ready for the stage. And let's take a quick break. We're going to come on back. Again, if there's any listeners out there who, if you do an open mic and you kind of shake the nerves out in a very interesting way, maybe you do breathing exercises, maybe you sing a song, chew gum, smoke a cigarette, I don't know, whatever you do, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We'll be back in a minute here on WGN Radio. Welcome back to WGN. I'm your host, Michael Heidemann, in for Dave Plyer. Oh, yeah. That's some good, good pop music right there from J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. Fantastic Chicago band. It's called the band. Yeah, it's the song called I Get High. And we were talking a little bit off air about what you do to prep for a show or not get nervous. Some people might do that. Not me.
Oh, man, that would make me a million times more nervous.
Same. Right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So we're talking open mics. Domati hosts an open mic whenever he has the chance. It's called the Artist Lounge.
Called the Artist Lounge, yes. That is the best promo ever. When is it? Nah.
What I feel like, really, yeah.
Yeah, what I feel like it, yeah.
Just stay in touch with him. Give him a call. Give him a text.
Yeah, domati.net, domati.net.
And I host one over at Bill's every Saturday from 9 to midnight. Vic, you were just there. Now, Vic, when you were performing, did you do anything to get yourself prepped for an open mic or a show? Do you like meditate or do any breathing exercises?
I think the benefit of doing like a show or mic is like you're probably not going to be the first one up, so you kind of can watch the room, see how people are reading. Like that room, immediately when I walked in, I was like, this is going to be weird. Like,
yes, it's a brand new open mic. Yeah. By the way, it's only 3 weeks in, and it's the weirdest layout because it's a full bar. I think you, not to steal one of your jokes, but you referenced the worst episode of Cheers.
Yeah. I was like, this is like an episode of Cheers, but no one wants to be here. Because everyone was like, there was people there, but you have to also find out like who wants to be involved. Like I could tell there's people way at the back who were like listening, but they weren't like feeling they were being heard, like talked to. So you have to like engage those folks to kind of make it better for you. Right. Like, yeah. So a lot of the comics were like hanging back, but I like went right up on the bar and like literally just like was on it and just talking to those people. Because there's another girl who was like the anchor, like Tyler was saying. There's one anchor. Mm-hmm. She was like laughing at every joke. She was really attentive. So I was like making eye contact with her a lot. And like that was who I was like starting with. Because otherwise, if you're doing jokes and it's like you do this big setup and a punchline and it's dead, then internally you're going to like lose confidence.
Yeah. Right.
Like a lot of times that's what happens when you see like a comic will like waver on stage is because they just didn't get the reaction they thought they would. It's like the expectation wasn't what they thought it was going
to
be, right?
So early on, you find that person to lock eyes with. Is that one of the things to get the nerves out? Or what?
That makes it sound a lot creepier, but.
Get these jokes.
No, it's kind of like you try to like try to pick your anchor and also try to pick like just try to read the room a little bit. And it's like it's also like understand the stakes too. Like this is an open mic. Like I'm not gonna like get too like worried about it. You know, like there's no reason to get worried. Like because we've been doing this for a little bit, and like open mics are so you can have the best set in the worst set of your life in the same night. Like there's no rhyme or reason a lot of times, so you can't get too in your head about it. You have to like learn to let it go, but that's easier said than done, especially when you start, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Do you guys ever think that maybe that classic tale of the almost famous of the record executive or the comedy booker for SNL is sitting in the audience, I need to have the best show of my life?
Not in an open mic, generally.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
But at showcases,
not.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You know, at shows. But I think open mics are fun because you can test stuff out that you've been thinking in your head and there's really no consequence for how it goes.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, booked you for it. They're just, like, giving you the time and the space. So it's really, I think it's pretty freeing.
Risks.
You can do weird stuff and it's almost better for the people that are there watching if you do.
That's so true because, like Vic was saying, you really need to connect with your audience because if you let the joke fall on itself, it's always going to fall flat because people need to connect with you to want to laugh. They want to be your partner. They want to be part of the joke rather than, you know, this is really funny. It worked before. Why aren't you people laughing? You all suck. And that's what we get a lot of open micers doing. And then you see somebody comes up with energy like Vic or Tyler or Paige, and they connect and you can feel it in the room. And that's what gets people really excited about it. So, Tyler, what do you do to prep for getting on stage?
Yeah, that's such a good question, man. I think it's a lot of what Vic was saying is like reading the room. If I can find something something that I can relate to these people on. Like just exactly what you're saying about connecting with them. It's like, mm-hmm. if there's something that we all can agree that's happening right now, like mm-hmm. instantly I know, like, I can, within a minute of being, like, starting talking, like, we're all suddenly friends. Yeah. Like, I'm not just this strange guy. You're like, why is this honky talking? Like, what's happening? is that Ellen DeGeneres? What is this?
That's what I'm always thinking.
Yeah. Mostly when people see me, they're like, what weird washed up celebrity is that? No. I didn't mean to say Ellen DeGeneres is washed up. I didn't mean that at all. Those were two separate comments. So this is how I do comedy. I'll just dig myself in a hole real fast at the beginning.
You know, anytime you mention Ellen failing, it's just... She's coming down for us.
Yeah.
How about you, Paige? What do you do to prep for a big show?
For a big show, I listen to a lot of rap music, actually. Like, I'll have headphones on the way to the show and just, like... Just wanting your confidence to be as high as possible mm-hmm. during that thing. Definitely, like, saying this, running the set through my head over and over and over again, and just, like, trying to mentally visualize myself up there doing really well and knowing that everyone in the audience wants me to do well mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that they're all my friends and that they're, like, here to support me. I, like, look in the mirror a lot and just, like you can do this.
Yes. You get real zen about it. I always wish I could be that person who just listens to, like, hardcore rap music until the moment I walk on stage. Like, I want to be that, like, so cool that I can just be like, yeah, I'm awesome. But I would, like, whenever I hear a song, a rap song I really like, I'm like, dude, I should play this right before I go on stage. I'd be so hyped. Yeah. But I would more be like, I don't know, I think I have to pee a little bit.
I'm curious, Paige, what is the rap song that does it for you? Like, what's that record?
Good question.
So I listen to Cardi B a lot, like the whole record, like mm-hmm. She Bad especially.
Hey, I see you. Yeah. It's funny because I'm on air, I do news here uh-huh. and I've got one AirPod mm-hmm. in one ear and the news in the other. So I'm on air, like, you know, today we're the 79th mm-hmm. And then in my other ear is like Cardi B saying something mm-hmm. that I hope doesn't go on air. Like,
That would terrify me. Yeah, that slips out.
The scariest thing. So you're going to name a second song?
Yeah, Kevin Gates, Two Phones. I used to have two phones, okay. And that was my opener. So I would listen to that a lot. It just made me feel cool. I don't know.
Whatever it takes to feel cool. Yeah,
there's a lot of... I think actually that rap algorithm is fun because we do a lot of, like, we'll just say, like, rap lines, but just not in context.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the funnest thing.
Just like in conversation.
In conversation. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, I got two phones. Like, one, I'm not going to say it on air, but like just like in that matter of fact way. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's like, this is a really motivating lyric right here, you know? Yeah. And it makes you feel good. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to take that. I get what they're saying right now, you know? I feel it.
But thinking about that, like, even something that Vic just censoring himself just there just made me think about it. At open mics, you said you can take risks, but can you with social media? Like, are you ever wondered if you take a risk, and even if you don't say, maybe it's not something off color, maybe it's you just bomb and it's somebody streaming live. Do you ever wonder about that, or is it a non-factor?
Interesting.
You can usually tell. I mean, no one should have the desire to share that publicly. Like, mm-hmm. if no one's like, this is going to be the Instagram Live that is going to be so popular, it's like, this is an open mic. Mm-hmm. People who are in the room don't want to see this. Yeah. So no one online is like, you know what would be great right now? An uh-huh. open mic that I'm not at. But there are times where so it's painfully obvious when someone starts doing that. Mm-hmm. If you're like, and then you see someone like lift up their phone, you're like, well, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of know, you can be like, I'm going to stop, or be like, dude, stop. Turning your phone off. Like, this is not, right. Get out of here.
Right. Oh, man. I've never felt more nervous when I was doing an open mic about 2 weeks ago, and I did this thing where if people get really nervous and they want to sing a song, but, you know, they don't want to get up and play guitar or something, I have them drop $5 in and I'll play whatever song they want to play and they can sing along to it. And somebody requested Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, the classics, of course, the hits.
All the hits. And I only had my acoustic guitar and I played it, and then I saw somebody in the audience just as I'm just a dumpster truck just going through this song, lifting up their phones and just slowly recording. And I'm like, this is going to be somewhere that I don't want it to be. Yeah. So you got to be weary of that kind of stuff, I imagine.
Yeah, and also, who's like, it's likely going to be another comic at an open mic doing it. So, like, the only people who are going to see it is other comics. Yeah. So, it doesn't matter. Right. I mean, I think it's also like, you know, you're worried about, like, if you're bombing or whatever. But again, like, once you've been doing this in the scene enough, like, people know that this is an open mic, too. Like, if they see a video of you bombing a mic, if you've done well at shows and other things, mm-hmm. like, your mm-hmm. reputation will start mm-hmm. to, like, be out there enough. Like, now it's like an open mics, like, I just do premises now. I don't even tell full jokes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not doing a full joke.
I didn't know you even told full jokes at shows. Yeah. I've been waiting. We haven't. I've known you for what, 3 years now. I've been waiting.
I know
for
he's been waiting. It's crazy. Yeah. But just run premises. That way you're like making the best use of your time, and you're like it's not. And people know, like they're like, yeah, we all know it's a weird open mic, and you attention span is so it's so hard to get people's attention to open mic.
Yeah.
You almost have to like rapid fire, just like. Do five things, and it's like for comics especially, like they're worried about their own set, they're like looking at their notes, like there's so many distractions. So if like you spend 3 minutes telling this great story and then they tune out somewhere during the story and your punchline comes and then no one reacts and you're like I'm gonna kill myself.
I already tuned out there.
Yeah. You didn't even hear the end of that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. No, but I think that that is strange when you're performing for comics. It can kind of alter the. I mean, if they're your audience and you're trying to affect them, comics aren't normal people. So it's like sometimes the mics aren't good radars for what an actual audience is gonna laugh at.
Yep.
Very true.
And it's a strange way to navigate because you want to do well, especially in front of your peers, but you also need to like get the jokes out.
Like there are so many open mics that it's like all comics where if you get like a shrug or a head nod or like a huh, that's a standing ovation. No, 100%. Like that's if I get any kind of if I get an eyebrow raise, I'm like I'm killing. This is material. Yeah,
you're like,
because for real human people
minutes.
Who like have love in their hearts, like when they hear a joke, they're like wow, laughter. For comedians, they're like he's got something. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They're very also comedians like look at it very technically. They're like. Okay.
Like, the structure could have been better, but I do like his word choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like when you're... We're going to dive into a little bit more of some classic jokes. In fact, I was thinking maybe we could open up the listener lines to see if they had any jokes to give to our comedic panel here. If you have any dad jokes, I got a list right in front of me. We're going to give away a pizza, a Lumal Nati's pizza, to the person with the best dad joke as... aforementioned by our panel, and they're going to decide who will win. But we are speaking to Doma Tipongo, Paige Blair, Tyler Fowler, and Vic Pandya here tonight on WGN Radio. It is 3:30, though, so we're going to take this straight to the news with our man, Roger Badish. Back to WGN Radio. That great punk rock sound you're listening to right now is Archie Powell and the Exports, one of my favorite Chicago groups. That's their Malort Xmas song, which one of the greatest songs about Malort I think that ever was written.
Such a specific.
Chicago.
Right? Well, we were talking about jokes. We have our classic, some of the finest comedians here in Chicago with me, Paige Blair, Tyler Fowler, Vic Pandya, and of course we got Doma Tipongo, who's our music aficionado, our newsman here at WGN, sticking around with me. We put out to listeners... We wanted to hear the best dad jokes because there's nothing better than a great classic dad joke. It brings people together and gosh darn it, we love them. And, you know, to lead into this, I wanted to just point out something. Do you guys ever watch Jimmy Fallon?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes. He's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he worked hard. He does what he does. He has a whole team of writers. But have you guys noticed that he's been telling the same joke over and over again for the last, like, 10 years? Well, we have a little segment here, a little clip that I wanted to play for you to show you how you can kind of overdo a joke.
Time for screen grabs. Here we go. Makes me want a screen grab. Next one is from Ellen Lee in Tucson, Arizona. It's one of those CAPTCHA things. You know those squiggly words you have to type in before you can buy tickets to concerts and stuff? Here, check this one out here. Gorilla hump. Honey, I'm about to get those Katy Perry tickets. And yet, don't come in here. Don't come in the office. Oh, boy. This next one was sent in to us by Lindsay Williams in Birmingham, Alabama. It's one of those CAPTCHA things. Mm-hmm. You know those the, like squiggly words you have to type in before you can buy tickets to concerts and stuff like that? It's one of those CAPTCHA things. You know those things, squiggle words you got to type in like in order to like get tickets to a concert or something? It's one of those CAPTCHA things. You know the squiggly words you have to type in before you can buy tickets to concerts and stuff? Check this out. My a-hole closes.
I hope we can play that on air. but basically what it goes into, and we can keep playing it, it's basically he just takes the same premise every single time, and uses some kind of sexual innuendo, like, you know, what you just heard, and then invites his wife into, hey, you gotta come and check out this thing over here in my den, every single time, and it's like, oh man, dude, come on, just keep it fresh, keep it fresh. So I thought we could start it off. We have a caller on the line, Robert, who has a great dad joke with us. I'm gonna start the fire a little bit here for our panel of comedians. So first of all, what do you guys call a fake noodle? An impasta.
I don't like that. Oh, God, Tyler's getting way too excited about this.
That's good. That
was
good.
Tyler loves carbs. Tyler loves carbs.
I love carbs and a good dad joke. This guy knows the way to my heart.
Tyler, how does a penguin build its house? It glues it together.
Oh!
It glues it together. Well, let's see if Robert can up at the ante a little bit here. Robert, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Great show as always. Always. My wife thinks I'm nuts for waking up in the middle of the night to listen to you guys. You always amaze me, and you're the best.
Oh, Robert. Right. You might have already won.
No, that was the joke.
Joke's on you, losers. Click. Yeah.
All right, Robert, let's hear it.
Okay, so when you get older, about the 90s, my dad always wakes up, and he has to take a piss in the middle of the night. For the last few nights, he comes back and tells my mom, he says, sweetheart, God is with me. She goes, well, what's wrong? I'm telling you, every time I wake up to take a piss, the light automatically goes on. And when I leave, the light automatically goes off. She goes, that's it. We're taking to the doctor. She goes, Doc, please tell me, what's going on? He goes, he's okay. He's just been pissing in the refrigerator.
Okay, I see where you went.
Dirty dad.
All right. Now, Robert, you're gonna have the absolute pleasure of being your joke judged on by our panel, almost American Idol style. So, Vic, what'd you think of the joke?
I almost left the room. That was terrible. That was
Simon Cowell of the group.
Yeah. No, I'm not a dad joke fan. I don't like it.
But actually, that was
okay. It was... I knew. I've heard the joke before.
Yeah, I'd heard the setup.
Right,
so
the
like,
setup.
Yeah,
yeah. I think there's another way it's been done, like not the refrigerator. It's like the closet or something, or like something like that. But
that's what makes it a dad joke.
Yes.
You had to have heard
it's
it.
It's repeatable. Yeah.
Yes, a variation because your dad always says the same jokes.
Yeah, that's wow. That's a very good point because I enjoyed the joke. Mm-hmm. I give it maybe 6.5 out of 19, but it wasn't dad joke enough for me.
Okay,
I was expecting some kind of pun. I was expecting something a little more groan worthy.
Yeah.
Something a little more childish. Even I might go so far to say. So this was a joke a dad might tell, but not truly a dad joke at heart.
Yeah. Fair. Paige?
I would say if you really want to make it a dad joke, you should laugh at it yourself.
That's key.
That was the one ingredient that was really
yes,
missing.
You're right.
I know. And like crack a Bud Light while you're...
Most dad jokes are so bad that if the audience isn't grown, it's like, the comic will have to do a very hack laugh afterwards to be like, this is the end of the joke.
That was it.
That's one of my worst habits is I'm like, I don't think they're going to laugh. I should do it.
I'll laugh for you guys.
I'll start it. Let me start the laughing and then you'll know.
Robert, you taking notes?
Are you okay out there, Robert?
No. Because I've always thought about, doing what you do for a living.
Okay.
And taking my life, the stuff that's happened to me. Like, I haven't gotten stoned in, 20 years. And a friend of mine stopped by recently and he said,
oh my God,
he said, you want to get high? And I go, yeah, why not? And literally, I did two hits and I was stoned.
Robert, what the heck are you talking about, man? We're talking
this
about
is Illinois, is Robert.
Going.
Are you calling from Colorado?
No, I'm talking about, please. If Kushner gets in, God bless him, he's going to legalize weed and weed.
Amen.
Oh, wow. I've heard this setup before. What's the punchline again?
Robert, we're going to keep you on balanced hold, my budget. Friend. That was pretty good,
yeah,
right?
He's got the munchies. He deserves a pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we got some more calls rolling in fact.
That was the special interest calling at 3 o'clock in the morning to invade the show.
Lobbyist.
All right, so I'm going to cleanse that palate real quick. We got another joke here from myself. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Hmm. Oh, I know this one.
Go ahead.
Because he was outstanding in the field.
Oh, so good. So good. See, Robert, take
okay, I got. What, you want to hear a joke about paper?
Of course.
Never mind, it's terrible.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, all weak people.
All right, I feel like that last call was maybe an inappropriate call. We had somebody lined up, but I think they weren't. Hey, Curtis, do you have any dad jokes? Our producer, Curtis? Oh, hold on a sec, Curtis.
I could look up a couple and read them if you want.
Tyler, do you want to just do your whole act?
Yeah, I was going to say. I've been building a career on this. Yeah. So,
Nagasaki.
Yeah. Oh.
Paige knows
you don't just get it for free. Come on now.
All right. That is awesome. All right. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back. Again, give us your calls. 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same line. In fact, you know, we'll read some of your texts coming up here if you have some good jokes for us. So far, we have Robert in the lead. Who can beat him? 312-981-7200. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's known as Cal.
I'm talking, and you're listening. Yeah, I'm talking, and you're listening. There's no.
Welcome back to WGN Radio. My name is Michael Heidemann. I'm in for Dave Plyer. And that smooth sound you're listening to is the band Fever Breaks with their song Body Language, a great band by Chicago's own Colin Peterick. Now, here's a trivia question for my esteemed panel. Who is Colin Peterick's dad?
Who is the
Colin
son?
Peterick.
Colin Peterick. Jim Peterick, the
I was going to say, I assume the last name is Peterick.
Mr. Peterick.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of dad jokes, and yeah. Jim Peterick is the writer and singer for the 38 Special, the band Survivor. Have you ever heard Eye of the Tiger? He wrote that song, that's
wow.
his son.
Okay.
From Chicago. Yeah.
Some Chicago trivia there.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the jokes. That's what the people want. Let's give them what they want. The phone lines are jam-packed. The text line is off the chain. Domati, do we have some texts coming in?
We've got a few. Okay, 630. Here's a dad joke for you. A guy wins a chance to ask God three questions. Question one, what's a billion years to you? Answer, 1 minute. Question two, what's $1 billion to you? Answer, a penny. Question three, can I have a penny? Answer, give me a minute.
Okay, I like that one.
That was cool.
That's trippy. I remember that joke from a homily from my priest in when I went to Catholic school. So
yeah, I was gonna say that's like a not a dad joke. That's a father joke.
Thank you, Father.
That's why you're the professionals. All right, we have another one from the 405.
That was good.
It's literally all I've got.
Improv, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Right.
From the 405, three birds sitting on a telephone line. First bird says, my instincts say head east. Second bird says, my instincts say head west. The third bird looks left, looks right, and says, my end stinks, but it don't tell me where to go.
Oh, God. Hey, 60 was better. Shout out to Naperville. Yeah.
All right, we got the phone lines jam-packed. We're going to see who's going to be winning a pizza here tonight. We have our esteemed panel of comedians, Tyler Fowler, Vic Pandya, and Paige Blair here to dissect them and almost American Idol style see who's going to go to Hollywood, but it's just a pizza, not Hollywood. Let's take our next call. We got Monica from Streamwood. Monica, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So do you have a joke for us?
Yes, I do. I couldn't believe the highway department accused my father of being a criminal. But when I got home, I saw all the signs.
That was good.
That was good.
Yes.
Yes.
Monica, pretty solid. Our team, do we have a quick round table of what we thought of her joke?
I liked it. It was short and sweet, like a good dad joke. We're talking about like brevity. I think brevity would score a 10 out of 10. I liked her delivery. She got right into it. No, Monica killed it.
I was going to say all the same things. I think it was just the right length, and the performance really sold it for me. Yeah. Welcome to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Paige?
Yeah, and you're a lady, so you sound just like my dad. And I loved it. You went right into it, and I could tell you were like, I think you really went for it, and I respect that about
you. Got. I think confidence is a big thing in a dad joke. Yeah, you gotta really sell it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Monica. What do you think?
Great. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, let me put you on hold. You are in the running, Monica.
For sure.
All right, we got Emmett from Portage Park. Emmett, what's shaking, man?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Annette. It's Annette.
Oh, Annette. Yeah. Annette.
Yeah.
Curtis was playing a joke on us. How's it going, Annette?
That's the first one, right? Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jesus.
Jesus who?
What, are you kidding me?
That's good.
Okay.
Annette. You know what? I love the subtle end. Just like, okay. You know, she's probably done a million of these jokes. All right, Annette, let me put you on hold really quick. You are in the running. That was awesome.
She seemed surprised that they did that well. She was like, oh, okay.
I'm killing.
I have a question for the judges. If you laugh at a dad joke but didn't want to, does that give you extra points?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're forced, you're like, oh, yeah. God, I got to laugh. Yeah.
I did not want to laugh at that.
But you did.
But you did.
But I
did.
I agree. That's the begrudging laugh is a category. Yeah. That's the new category.
Yeah, like
that's
robot
better even
laugh.
Than a willing laugh.
Right, yeah,
that
right.
earned a robot laugh for sure.
Just a ha ha.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not sure I get it, honestly. Are you kidding me?
Like you don't know, like, oh, another Jesus?
Oh. Like.
So I think Paige is saying she didn't like that joke. I guess, the fact that she still doesn't get it. Okay.
All right, we got John from Milwaukee. What's going on, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good show tonight.
Thanks, John. So go ahead.
I can't believe after all that crap that they got back together again.
That's my life. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
People say who?
Oh.
Who?
Oh.
Who?
My butt cheek.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
No. Don't.
No.
Yeah, no. This is
this
rule
is
number one
so
of dad
far.
Jokes. You refuse to apologize. Take no prisoners. Never apologize.
Yeah.
John, my man, you are in the running. Thanks for calling, man, and thanks for the kind words too. We that is always giving us some extra brownie points there. We've got one of my favorite callers, Lulu from Fox River Grove. What's shaking, Lulu?
Hey, nothing, Mr. Michael. Good show.
Thank you very much. Okay, you got a joke for us?
I do. What did the dyslexic cop give the woman who was driving drunk?
An IUD.
No!
I got the joke. I really didn't want to say that on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So I was like,
could.
What did my page feel this one?
Yeah, you can say IUD.
You can say birth control on the radio.
I know, but I didn't want to.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't want to jump to that so quickly.
I don't
quickly.
Think any... Yeah. I feel like good joke, definitely not dad category, though. They would be
well,
like...
Well, it's like a mother joke. Yeah.
Mom
yeah.
joke.
Yeah, mom joke. Yeah, yeah, right. Definitely. Yeah. Mom joke.
One of the cool moms.
I liked it.
That was
should,
good.
Should we go around the round table? Vic, you look perplexed at the moment.
No, I'm... Yeah, it was just... For some reason, I also had that feeling where I'm like, should I say... I knew it. I just didn't know why, if I should say it. I don't know why I had that feeling. We shouldn't...
You know what? Yeah. I think the most important thing about this dad joke is not only was it funny and we all got a good reaction out of it, it's starting a good conversation.
Yeah, that's
about
what I feel like.
Issues.
I'm like, this joke
really
was woke.
Yeah. And it's got us out here talking about women's health, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
This is a dad joke that really matters.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, this dad joke has the power to change lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bravo.
So good. Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Lulu. Oh, man, you got
real
some applause from
applause.
From our expert panel as well. We have some texts coming in here real quick from the 773. Why did God create cockroaches and rats before lawyers? He was practicing.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
Zinger.
All right. Someone's bitter.
Yeah, that's an angry dad joke. Yeah.
All right. Domati, do we have any more here? You want to read that one from the 773?
I'm proofreading this one. It looks like it's going left. Okay, you guys. Okay. Two older gentlemen are talking about their sex life. How's your sex life? I have Social Security sex. I get a little each month, but don't have enough to live on.
All right.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Good, a good begrudging laugh out of me.
Yeah,
it's easy to make me laugh, I see. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Okay, do you think it's time to crown a winner for tonight's Dad Joe competition?
I think it's time.
Ready to cast my vote?
Okay.
I think we know. I think we know here.
Okay, we have in the running, we have Robert, Monica, Annette, John, and Lulu, who all did an excellent job and said amazing things about the show. Be sure to call my bosses and tell them how much you're loving the show, by the way. But for now, we're going to talk about dad jokes. Who is our winner? Do you guys need time to think about this?
Judges,
or?
I mean,
unanimous?
Let's just cover the microphones real quick. I want to make sure we're all
okay. I'm gonna put them on off for it.
As they deliberate, moment. I have one more that a texter.
Oh, wonderful.
Right, okay, 224 says, I was mowing the lawn the other day, and the dog ran out in front of the lawnmower, and I cut his tail off. I was freaking out, threw the dog and the tail in the car, and drove to Walmart. Ran up to a customer service rep and asked, where do I get this dog fixed at? The customer service lady was like, a vet. but isn't this the world's largest retailer?
Oh, come
it's terrible. It's terrible.
Taylor, I caught the end of that, and I think I like what I hear. Yeah.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
You know what? You got to give them credit for trying, though, because that's, you know, it's
and it's a long setup. A long setup is always tough.
Yeah, you've got to really pay off.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Speaking about paying off, we have our judges well back from their deliberation. They're coming back from the quarters. Who is our winner for tonight's dad joke competition?
Monica.
Welcome to Hollywood, Monica. Welcome to Hollywood.
You did it.
Made it.
Which, ironically, because you get a pizza, you are one step further from Hollywood.
Where does he get this stuff?
Monica, way to go. Way to go. Have you ever thought about a career in comedy?
Well, actually, every Tuesday in my Pilates class, it's Monica tells a dumb joke. So I have a group of women that are always looking forward to
it. I knew she was practicing. Monica, you got to put your dates up on your website. Well, I'll come out to a show sometime.
Yeah. I've been training for this. Thank you.
Well, way to go, Monica. We're going to get you a pizza from Lou Malnati's, the greatest pizza in Chicago. You just stick on the line with our producer, Curtis, who, might I say, is a funny guy himself. Maybe one of these days you could tell us one of your favorite dad jokes, too, okay?
Yeah, if I ever find one.
Okay. All right, Monica, let me put you on hold really quick. Congratulations, and thank you for listening to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. All right, guys, this has been fun, huh?
Yeah.
Have you had a good time?
Definitely. Could we also give an honorable mention to Lulu?
Yeah.
Lulu, oh, wait, did you want to do the drum roll? We can't. Yeah. Like, yeah. We liked that one, too.
Well, you already said it. So.
Yeah, I said
she
it.
She knows.
Lulu.
Lulu, yeah. so anticlimactic. Sorry, Lulu. That honorable mention was kind of a lemon.
Yeah.
A Lulu lemon.
All right, all right. That's enough.
Oh, man.
Right. Segment's over.
Stop him.
All right, guys, before we let you go, I mean, if you want to stay, you can stick around, but where can we find you guys? Paige, where are you going to be performing next?
Good question. Okay, I'll be performing next at the Comedy Bar on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. It's the Tomato Throw Show. So if I have a bad joke, the audience has soft tomatoes that they can chuck at me, which is terrifying. But
and you don't like open mics. This is terrible.
I like open mics. So yeah, sort
tomatoes.
Of.
We got to get you to the Bills one of these nights.
I will. I'll definitely come. But if you want to, if you want to know what else I'm up to, you could find me on Instagram at Paige_Blurr, BLURR. And I just recently reviewed Eminem's new album in a puppy filter, so check it out.
Oh, no way. Oh. We were going to actually talk about Eminem's new album. If you wanted to stick around, we could touch on that.
Around. Okay. Well, Sound Sessions is talking about it, too. You guys?
Yeah.
Paul is calling in. Is he?
Yeah, that's right. We got to get Paul on. Okay, there's a lot happening. before we do that, Tyler, where can they find you next?
Next Saturday, the 8th, I'm going to be at CH Distillery in the West Loop. We run a show there once a month. It's one of, it's the most fun. It's the best show of the month that I have, so it's so much fun. You can find tickets, all the information at teamuscomedy.com. It's going to be one of our best, so please come hang out with us.
Right on. How about you, Vic?
Yeah, I recommend everyone go to that show. I will not be at that show.
That's why I said it was going to be good. Yeah.
It is a monthly show. I'm going to be hosting at Zany's all next week, Tuesday through Sunday, in Old Town. And you can check out, for me, same thing, at VP Comedy on Facebook and Instagram. Check my schedule and get tickets to Zany's. So please come out.
I love it. You guys were fantastic. That's Paige Blair. You can see her at the Comedy Bar on Tuesday. Tyler Fowler next Saturday at CH Distillery. And Vic Pandy is all over the city. This is a great team of comedians. You can check them out everywhere. But right now it is 4:01, so let's get you to the news. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20 on 720 WGN.